For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Somebody got your...
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's December the 30th. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve, and that's the topic of our program today. And I want to introduce you to a lady who's been around Columbia many years. She is the queen, the goddess, and director. You like that for a title?
It's quite a title. I'm not sure I deserve any of that.
The queen, the goddess, and director of Columbia Eve Fest, formerly known as First Night Columbia.
That's correct.
I'm talking about Jana Kershaw. Welcome.
Hi, Paul.
But besides that, you're a wonderful musician.
Thank you.
And a singer. Ironweed.
Yes.
People know you from Ironweed. But this really is a job that... It's 365 days of the year, isn't it?
Year round.
Yeah. Now, you brought along a special guest today. You want to introduce him?
I did, yes. With me today is Dan Miller, the owner and publisher of the Flat Picking Guitar Magazine.
Yeah.
And also, Dan will be hosting our acoustics, a new session part of our festival this year, acoustic music jam sessions.
Yeah.
And then on New Year's Day, he will also be hosting a workshop. And I'll let him go into the details on that here.
Okay. Well, I'll get to that in just a second. But the one thing I just wanted people to realize, you got a new name this year.
Yes,
Columbia,
we do.
Columbia Eve Fest. Mm-hmm. This is a celebration that used to be First Night Columbia.
Correct.
How is it changing? Or is it changing?
Yeah. Well, we have some new changes, and it's kind of a combination of some new changes and also taking care of keeping some of the old traditions that people love.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combination of both.
So what's the biggest change?
The new name, Columbia Eve Fest, and a new footprint downtown. We are closing off the 9th Street block right between Locust, Elm and Locust, in front of the Missouri Theater and mm-hmm. the Methodist Church. And we have compacted it into that area to make it safer and just more pedestrian friendly.
So it's not going to be spread out all over town.
No, it's going to be lots more just friendly for people to pass from venue to venue. We feel that's going to be safer, and just especially if weather is tricky, it's just going to be lots.
So it's going
easier.
To be in a what block area?
Right between Elm and Locust, right in front of the Missouri Theater. That block will be closed off. And we'll have, even the 9th Street block will be an outdoor venue for our finales.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have the Missouri Theater, the Columbia Art League, and 7 venues inside the Missouri United Methodist Church.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Are you going to end it with a fireworks display?
No fireworks, but we have some really fun things coming for everyone at midnight at the countdown. So,
Okay. Yeah,
a lot of good things. I don't want to give too much away.
Oh, so it has to be a surprise?
You have to be
You're
there.
You're not going to tell us that?
You have to be there.
So, Dan, tell me about your part in this.
Well, on New Year's Eve, I'm going to host a couple acoustic music jam sessions.
Where?
That's going to be at Missouri United Methodist. It's called our Coffee Cafe. Music jam sessions. The Missouri Methodist Church has a new area. It's a little coffee cafe,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be in the room right beyond that cafe.
Okay, so you're going to be hosting that,
right?
And how do people? Can they just come in off the street?
Just come on in, show up,
no.
bring your instrument, bring
really?
Your voice, whatever you want to do. We're going to have a beginning jam session. It's going to be one of the sessions. So
a beginning jam session?
Yeah, very non-judgmental music played slowly so people can get into it. Even if people have never jammed with other people before, they can come on out and give it a try. Everything's going to be very low key
and non-judgmental. You said
non-judgmental. That's right. You know.
Okay.
I don't want anybody to be afraid to get up there and play. You know, it's going to be a circle, and everybody's going to be playing at the same time. We'll have some handouts that'll have words and chords to the songs that we'll be singing. So I want to get
this rehearsed at all.
No, mm-mm. Everything's just
very casual,
very casual, and spur of the moment sort of thing. But anybody who has an instrument and they can play and know how to play some chords and has a voice and know how to sing. And of course, you don't have to sing if you're not comfortable with that. Everything, yeah. Just whatever you're comfortable with doing, get together with people and play music to celebrate the new year.
So this is the beginning jam session?
Right.
And then, is there a more advanced one?
Yes, we're going to have we're calling it the intermediate jam session for people that are familiar with jamming. So the tempos might be a little quicker. The songs may be a little bit more complex. But it's people that are sort of already used to getting out and playing with other folks.
And again, this is all unrehearsed too. So you don't know what people are going to be there at all, do you?
No.
It's just come in off the street, bring your instrument with you. You're welcome. Nobody's going to be turned away.
That's right.
And we want to really stress it's an acoustic jam session.
Okay.
We don't want people bringing in amps.
Acoustic.
We love our electric music friends, but this one's going to be specifically
simply
for
acoustic.
Yeah.
Okay. And the singing, too.
Yep.
And anybody can sing.
Anybody can sing, yeah.
Okay. What else?
It'll have some structure and organization
right.
to it.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. But it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is a typical thing that you see at folk and music and bluegrass music festivals and things. People will get together in the parking lots and the campgrounds, and you know, people have never met before in their lives. They get together and they play music, and that's where we're going to kind of have that that sort of environment here.
Okay. What else, Jane?
Well, I will introduce what's going to happen on New Year's Day, and then Dan can continue on that if that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And we started last year, the first time ever was our New Year's Day workshops.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a fundraiser for the festival. So all the proceeds will go to the festival. Last year, we had one music workshop. This year we have four.
Wow, and that's on New Year's Day. We've got just under a minute left here. So that is on New Year's Day, starting at what time?
That will start at 10 o'clock in the morning with Betsy Ellis doing a fiddle and Ozark ballad workshop.
Okay.
So go to our website, and it'll have all this information about the jam sessions and also about the schedule of events and the workshops on New Year's Day.
So where's the New Year's Day workshop going to be?
Calvary Episcopal.
You want to say what the website is?
Yeah, the website is what?
ColumbiaEveFest.com.
So it's www.ColumbiaEveFest, all one word, .com.
Yes.
.com. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to be busy people.
Yeah, lots of
So you're
going to
be
stuff.
Up till way after midnight, and then you're going to start workshops on New Year's Day, too.
And if you get hungry while you're down there, we have a food truck cafe that will be parked in the Shakespeare's parking lot this year. So that's also something
covered
new.
It all. You covered it all. I'm impressed. Jane, Dan, thank you so much for coming
by. Thanks, Paul.
Again, that website address is www.ColumbiaEveFest.com. Okay. That's it. New Year's Eve tomorrow. Tomorrow, well, Hank Waters is going to be on tomorrow. We're going to reminisce about the past year and his ideas. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Sifeng O'Young, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.